Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. All right, y'all know what time it is inside the madhouse. 6:03, 3 minutes out to 6 o'clock, and it's time to hit the hashtag. Hashtag NoLeezy Mad. Hashtag NoLeezyMad on my Instagram page at NoLeezy, NoLeezy. All right, here we go. Today's NoLeezy Mad is being brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. You know, first off, tomorrow is National Donut Day, so stop in a Dunkin' Donuts and get you a donut, because America runs on Dunkin'. But Power 98 and Dunkin' Donuts want you to create an original Dunkin' Donut freestyle. So what you got to do is log on to power98fm.com and upload your freestyle song about Dunkin' Donuts, and make sure it includes Dunkin' Donuts in the freestyle. And then if you win, you can win a $50 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts, and you also will get your freestyle played on Power 98 in the madhouse. So log on right now and create your own Dunkin' Summer Jam. All right, this is what NoLeezy is mad about today. I am mad about everybody that run out of gas. And not the regular people that run out of gas. I'm talking about the people who can afford, or who the people who have money on them and have, or have a credit card on them, and just keep passing gas station after gas station after gas station. And I'm one of those people I'm talking about is myself. Because I did it.
Ran out of gas yesterday.
I did it yesterday, Jessica. I was like, I know my car. I'm good. I'm straight.
You obviously don't.
And I did. But I see what happened was, I had started talking to somebody while the car was running. And then I tried. I was right by the gas station, too. And my friends always get on me. They be like, man, you know better. Like, bro.
Hold
like
on, so this has happened to you more than once?
Yeah, it has.
In the world?
I don't know. Like, my, I don't know. It's just, I don't even know what it is. It's just, I don't know. Like, and my car warned me. I mean, like, it tells you at 70,
exactly.
50, and then 30, it'll give you a warning. Be like, listen, you need to go by the gas station. And I don't know. But it happened to me. But I'm mad at everybody. You out there holding up traffic, and you should have been stopped by the gas station. You done passed 47 gas stations, and you didn't stop and get no gas. And now you holding up traffic because your dumb self didn't go get no gas.
And are you saying these things to yourself?
I am. I'm not the only one, though. I'm not the only one. Because I seen a Caucasian male do this about 2 months ago.
Well, you can't talk about them. You did it too.
But I'm
multiple times.
But I'm mad at myself too. So I'm a part of it. I'm including me in my own mad.
Okay.
But I'm still mad about it because it's stupid. When
so
you really
stop
think
doing
about
stupid
it.
Stuff, Larry.
Okay. Sometimes you gotta, you know, you gotta get it out. You gotta, you know, you gotta encourage yourself and tell yourself to do better. So this is my way of encouraging myself and telling myself.
Well, you talk to yourself.
Self, stop doing that. Don't do that no more. Stop fight. I mean, what you say, go fight with, whatever.
Just put gas in your car, Larry. This is a simple solution. Put gas in your car.
Hit the hashtag. Hashtag NoLeezy Mad. Hashtag NoLeezyMad on my Instagram page at NoLeezy.
Sort of mad at you, too, for doing that.
It was pretty dumb.
It is dumb. Put gas in your car.
Thank you, Jessica.
I mean,
thank you.
It's simple.
That makes great debate up next. Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for the new hip-hop and R&B. Don't call up here on this phone fussing at me. You don't know me like that. It's time to you hush. Hi today at Queen City. It's going to be right there, 86, 71 degrees on your way out the door. And you know what time it is inside the madhouse.
Yes, it is time for the Madhouse Great Debate, being brought to you by our Power 98 Summer Block Parties. The Power 98 Summer Block Parties are back, and we're kicking them off this Saturday at the Goodwill Opportunity Campus on Wilkinson Boulevard, 5301 Wilkinson Boulevard, to be exact. They're starting. Everything is kicking off at 12, and we're going into until 2 p.m. It's absolutely free for the entire family. Come on out, and you're going to see special performances by YFN Lucci, Rico Barrino, Jay Hines, and Elijah the Prophet. It's free, and it's being presented by Healthy Blue North Carolina. All right, Madhouse Great Debate today. I don't know if you all have seen the video, but if you haven't, go check it out on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at No Leezy. We are talking about game three of the NBA Finals that took place last night. The Carters were present, Jay-Z and Beyonce. Fans caught a video of a woman talking to Jay-Z. Now they're seated. It's Jay-Z, Beyonce, and this woman. And this woman is talking over Beyonce to Jay-Z. And Beyonce's face looks completely just irritated by this whole thing. She's just like, no.
B was over.
And even sort of towards the end, it looks as if she might have given this woman a little shoulder knock.
She gave the woman a shoulder knock.
A little shoulder knock. Nudge. She just knocked her a little bit.
Yeah, she knocked her with a shoulder.
Like, chill out. Chill out. So, Madhouse Nation, we want to know, look, was the woman being a rude Rachel? Or was she just having a friendly conversation? Was she wrong? Drop your thoughts on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at No Leezy. Now, after a little bit of further review, I found out that this woman is Nicole Curran or Curran. She's the wife of Joe Lacob, I guess that's his name. He's the owner, the billionaire owner of the Golden State Warriors.
Well, y'all, you in my arena, Beyonce. You
so that's who the woman is. The Beehive founder. Yeah. And they started. You know they started trolling her Instagram
Of course they did.
So, do you think she was being rude? I definitely think she was being rude.
You think
rude.
The woman was being rude?
I think that she was definitely... I mean, she's just leaning over Beyonce to have a conversation with Jay-Z. It's a bit much. It's a bit much.
I don't think it... Well, for me, that's your opinion, right? That's what you're going
and
with?
And you can obviously see Beyonce being irritated by this. You mm-hmm. know, when I'm out... If I'm with the guy, I always make sure that the guy is introduced or whatever. And also, if I am ever standing there and I'm talking to someone and their significant other or their date, whoever is there, if they don't introduce me, I make sure to introduce myself. Because I don't want any type of people to think I'm rude. And this just looks rude. Don't reach across me like that. Don't do that.
Well, she was trying to talk. She wasn't reaching. She was just leaning in, talking to Hov. You know, it was Big in there talking to Big in there. Beyonce, you back up. You ain't made it to the Big in there club yet.
No. When
you
make it to this woman, her husband is a billionaire.
She in the Big in there club.
Okay, then Beyonce is also. Okay. No, Beyonce is also.
But she wasn't a part of this Big in there conversation.
That's your logic.
She wasn't a part of this Big in there conversation.
Don't do that.
It was. I don't think the woman. I think Beyonce was rude because Beyonce. If you look at Beyonce's face, and then the end, Beyonce hit her with that old black woman shoulder push. And like, it was like one of them, girl, back on up.
Like, so Beyonce. Let me ask you this. You're out at a basketball game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're sitting.
Mm-hmm.
It's your wife,
mm-hmm.
you,
mm-hmm.
and another woman.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman is leaning across you all night, talking to your wife.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't be bothered by that?
Nah.
I'd be bothered by it. Don't do that.
But if a man is
leaning across you all night to talk to your wife.
But I'm saying if I'm Hov and the woman is leaning across to talk to me, I'm famous. She's supposed to do that.
I'm asking you, would you be offended if a man was leaning across you to talk to your wife?
He ain't got no business talking to her. What are you talking to her for?
Exactly, Larry.
But this woman was talking business. This is
How
different.
You know?
Huh?
How you know what this conversation was?
Because I was there. Pop 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Elevate that shot clock. It's time to get the eye crazy news story of the morning. That's crazy. Y'all know how we do it, man. Crazy news each and every Thursday. Always one of these crazy stories. Crazy, but they are absolutely true. We can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, our crazy news story is being brought to you by our 28-hour broadcast. You can join us next Thursday and Friday as we broadcast live for 28 hours straight from the Center of Hope, 534 Spratt Street. It is Charlotte's largest homeless shelter for women and children. And we need your help to raise some money to help those families out over there. You can text the keyword POWER28 to 41444 or log on to power98fm.com to donate now. The 28-hour broadcast is being presented by Metro by T-Mobile. All right, today's crazy news story is coming out of Louisiana. A Catholic school principal has been arrested. He was on a field trip with the kids, taking them to the nation's capital, D.C., and decided to go off and have a little fun and went to the strip club and got caught in the strip club. Here's the crazy part, right? I'm not so mad at this principal for going to the strip club. Here's why I am a little upset with him. Police received a phone call at the Archibald from the Archibald Gentlemen's Club, complaining about an intoxicated man refusing to pay his bill. Now he faces charges of public intoxication and possession of an open container of alcohol. He has since resigned from his job as principal from this Catholic school, and an interim principal has been appointed.
He was also a volunteer police officer.
Yes.
He also resigned from that, too.
Yes.
Well, at least he took action on himself. He just said, I know I'm wrong. I'm going to go ahead and just resign and get this over with. I mean, he just got caught up, man. You done dealt with them students all day. He
That's was like, why I said I'm not mad at him for going to the strip club.
I'm going to give me some adult time, but just pay your bill and go back to your room, man.
This man obviously has some things going on in life where he was just like, just forget it.
He went to turn up. He was going to minister to the women in the strip club. That's what happened. He kept partaking in the spirits, and the spirit just took over his body. That's what happened.
Is that what happened?
That's what happened. You know what I mean? That's what happened. You know, he don't want to put no another black eye on the Catholic Church. He didn't want to do that. But it's what happened.
Listen, sir, if you were going to the strip club, you got to play it cool, buddy.
You got to be cool. You know you're a principal and a reserve police officer.
Come on. And
you're a part of the Catholic Church.
You just go in there and enjoy the entertainment, enjoy the chicken wings, and get out.
And he was in the strip club in D.C. Do they get naked in D.C.?
I'm not sure.
They get naked in D.C.?
I don't know, but we can look it up.
Just enjoy yourself and chill out. You didn't need to get drunk, sir.
I think they do, because this is the first time I ever went to the strip club was in the D.C. area.
The stadium.
It was something like that. It was a long time ago.
But I can imagine that in addition to D.C. strip clubs, Louisiana strip clubs are also probably popping that.
Oh, yeah.
So, sir.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
But I guess he couldn't go out in Louisiana because people probably would recognize him.
Yeah, they know who he lived. He was in D.C. He said, I'm going to D.C. and turn up. And he just got turned out of D.C.
This was not a vacation. This was a field trip with the babies.
Hey, man, every Thursday we got a crazy news story for y'all. Listen, we can't make this stuff up. This is absolutely true. You can Google this.
Did you ever sneak out, like when you went on a field trip with while you were in school? Did you ever sneak out and go do nothing?
I was too scared.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't do nothing like that.
Oh, no.
I was scared. You snuck out?
What? Traveling with the tennis team at John C. Smith? Yes.
That ain't really. You was in college, though. You grown.
I also did some things while I was in middle school. Oh. I think I told y'all about this. This was for Who Lying. I didn't sneak off campus, but I got caught in some guys' rooms. Me and some girls, some of my homegirls, got caught in some guys' room. We were actually at church camp.
At church camp?
At Shaw.
Y'all was having Bible study.
It was. That's exactly what we were doing.
Yeah,
it's called Lot Carry. They have it at Shaw every summer.
Yeah.
We were up there and we got caught. Yeah. I was actually hiding in the closet. And I, listen, here's the crazy part. I didn't get caught. They actually caught. I ran into the closet quick enough. They caught some other girl.
Mm-hmm.
And the other girl said, if I'm going down, I'm taking everybody
she
with me.
She snitched on you?
There's someone in the closet. There's someone on the side of the closet.
She told
everybody where we were.
Coming up, man, we got tickets to check out $2 Fridays. And Jessica was having Bible study in the closet.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
That's it right there. It's your boy 21 Savage. It's your boy J. Cole. A lot. 7:07. 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Shout out to the whole North Side, North Peekham Street. Umstead 17th, 18th. Shout out to my man, Boss of the City. Saw that big water gun fight y'all had the other day, man. Let y'all shine early before we hit the shine on the big water gun fights going on all around the city, man. It look really good, and big things going on in the community. All right, your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to who, Jessica?
Your daddy!
You said it like that when you got a real daddy. Let's get to it. Good morning. Who you let shine this morning?
Good morning. I'm Liam Williams calling from Shelby again. I want to let the light shine on my mom, Alma Brown, for being great with all the kids, great grandkids, taking them for car riders all year. And also to the teachers at Washington Elementary School, Miss Key, Miss Shaw, Miss Blanton, and Miss Alcott, for being great with the kids. And my son, of course, Johnny Mitchell. Keep your head up, son. He won't be there to see his kids graduate.
You sound like you make a good apple pie or a good sweet potato pie from scratch.
I sure can.
You sound like. Thank you, baby. Bud, how do you get good morning?
I want to let my mama shine because she's making that money at work and helping our family get food and stuff and making sure we okay.
That's what's up. Bye-bye. Shout out to your mama.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Oh, this is your boy, Javier from Kannapolis, North Carolina. Basically, I just want to shout out everybody here. I want the world to shine. Y'all be blessed.
Oh, I like that shine.
I like that shine. Nice. That was dope. We had a little metal in there. Everybody. Okay, big dog.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, let you shine. Power 98, good morning. You got somebody you want to let shine?
Yes, I want to let my mama shine, Susie Carpenter. She just opened a soul food restaurant in Albemarle, North Carolina called Sujay's.
Sujay's. We got to come down there and get some of that soul food. What y'all cooking in there, though?
We cooking catfish, meatloaf, pulled pork is a special for today. And we got barbecue chicken, leg quarters. We got baked macaroni and cheese, cabbage, collard greens.
Oh, yeah. Y'all for real down there in Albemarle.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine? Oh, it's me.
Yeah.
I have a shine.
Yeah.
I want to let my little buddy Kennedy shine. Remember, she was up here for a Cool Kid Friday. She experienced the death of her best friend a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But she remained just doing awesome things in school. She was a spelling bee champion. Well, she graduated yesterday, and she's going on to middle school next year. So I want to send Miss Kennedy a shout out.
I gotta let my little baby shine, Ryan Mills. She's graduating from the fifth grade today, going to middle school, and boy, she in that preteen stage, but that's still my baby.
Aww.
Daddy proud of you. Coming up, Ms. Jessica, got your chance to go see Dion Cole in the Nosy Neighbor News at 7:24. It's Pod 98.
The
only hip hop morning show is
No Limit Larry. No Limit Larry.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your nosy neighbor news for Thursday, June 6th, being brought to you by Candy Bar. It's time to switch it up this weekend. Come on out to Candy Bar in the Epicenter for Power 98 Saturday's live broadcast each and every Saturday night. Come on out and party with B Notes and DJ Butterfingers as they broadcast live at the Candy Bar in the Epicenter. With the NBA Finals moving to Oakland last night, the Warriors took the opportunity to troll Drake. As they warmed up on the court, the team played Pusha T's The Story of Adidon over the arena's PA system. The song is a diss track Pusha T put out last year aimed at Drake, where he revealed that Drake has a son. The dig at Drake comes after the rapper, who was a huge Raptors fan, unleashed a series of courtside antics during game one and two. Rihanna fans have been patiently waiting her new music, but it seems that Rihanna is going to release R9 when she is ready. Word is she rented a private island to record her next album. According to my nosy neighbors, the island includes a gym, cinema, pool, and a little college for Rihanna's friends and family. Now, you too can live like Rihanna on this private island for a little over $25,000 a day. Oh, you do? Okay. All right. Y'all heard him. Y'all heard Larry say it. Yeah, exactly. Y'all heard him say it. So. You see how he gonna throw you in there now? Alright, so who knew that Basketball Wives' Tammy Roman had gotten married again? Court documents reveal that Tammy and Reggie Youngblood tied the knot in a secret wedding in Las Vegas on August 17th, 2018. That's the same day that they obtained the license. Congratulations to them. First it was SZA, now Leslie Jones says that she is canceling Sephora. The comedian tweeted, "My makeup artist just called in tears of how bad they treated her and my friend's wife, the salesperson and manager, so no more Sephora."
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tweet came on the same day that Sephora was supposed to be closing their doors due to do sensitivity training for over 16,000 of their employees. Sephora did reply to Jones' tweet in hopes that they could reach out directly to her. DJ Mustard treated himself to something special for his 29th birthday. The famed producer commissioned a celebrity jeweler for a new pendant of a tiny ketchup figurine chasing, naturally, a mustard bottle. All right. The piece has over 400 carats of VS diamonds and more than 2 kilos of gold. How much did the new bling cost DJ Mustard? A cool $650,000. Want to see it? It's on my Instagram page in my story at Hey Miss Jessica. Happy birthday to Vic Mensa. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, 740, 20 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, it's going to be right near 86, 73 degrees on you at the house right now. Time for your 740 question of the morning. We're talking Alabama. They just passed or was about to pass another new law, and this one involves child sex offenders. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about who?
There it is. Down in Alabama. You know, they've been going crazy in Alabama with these laws. Well, they're proposing a new law. They said it already passed the House. They're just waiting on the governor to sign off on the bill. Well, this new law would require child sex offenders to get chemically castrated while they're in prison before they came home from prison. And it's anybody who who did a child sex offense on anybody under the age of 13 or under 13 and under. Do y'all agree with this new law that Alabama is passing? Chemically castrated for child sex offenders before they came home from prison. Jess, what you think?
Let me say this. Any type of sexual crime, especially against children, is absolutely horrific and it is wrong. However, I do not agree with this simply because sometimes we get it wrong. Sometimes we lock up the wrong people. We lock up the wrong people. We you know, everybody knows that that's happened. Most recently, we see it with this new movie that just came out, When They See Us. So I would be against this one for that reason.
DJ Shark, our producer, what's up, man?
I had an answer to Jessica gave that great explanation. But before she said that, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people did because they actually passed the bill. Like I said, they're just waiting on the governor to sign off on this in Alabama. I think in cases where they do get it right, like, you know, when they do get it right and you got the right person and you know that this person did this, I would have to agree with Alabama on this. Mm-hmm. I would because we just go read so many stories, like story coming out of D.C. this week where a family member walked in on another family member having sex with a 6-year-old child. That's crazy. You know what I mean? So stuff like that. Yeah, I agree.
Let me ask this, you know, for people that have been sexually abused, sometimes they turn into predators, you know, and they learn from their mistakes and then they don't do it anymore. Should we allow people not to be able to learn from their mistakes with this? You know, I this is a touchy one.
Yeah,
this
I got
is
you.
Definitely.
I got
touchy
you.
One.
That's a good question.
Yeah,
but I disagree with it. I agree. Mm-hmm. All right, 570 WPG. Actually, leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780-740. Question of the morning.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.